Do you want to be healthy, fit, and strong physically? And most people, I think, would say yes. If I say the reverse, do you want to be fat, old, weak, depressed, look and feel terrible? I'm sure most people would say no. What about mentally healthy? Do you want to be mentally tough, mentally fit, mentally strong? Do you want to feel happy? Or do you want to feel depressed, sad, anxious, and be mentally unhealthy? And of course, we all get to answer those questions for ourselves. But then what's the connection? And it's interesting because obviously our brain is inside our body. So there's got to be some kind of connection between your physical health, your physical toughness, and of course your mental toughness, your mental strength, your mental health. And of course, yes, the psychologists and psychiatrists and brain experts are now sharing that the more physically fit and strong you are, the more likely you are to be mentally strong. And if you are mentally strong, then you're more likely to exercise, you're more likely to do the things that help your body to be healthy, fit and strong, more likely to make the right decisions for your body. So which one comes first? It could be that chicken and egg question. So what if you just decided that you're going to be both? I'm going to be mentally tough and I'm going to be physically strong and healthy, and I don't want to be mentally unwell. And how do you do the two of those? Now, here's a couple of really interesting examples. If you get up every single day and you make a commitment that I'm going to exercise, I'm going to move my body, the human body is designed to move, so I'm going to get up and exercise. Is it possible then that your brain will become mentally tougher, mentally stronger? You get into the habit of being disciplined. And is it possible that if you are disciplined, you feel better about yourself? You've made a promise to yourself, so you actually do it. So your self-esteem improves, so you feel better about yourself. And if you feel better about yourself, is it possible that you're more likely to get up and exercise? There comes that gorgeous circle again. Then the reverse of that, if you are pumping happy drugs through your brain, which comes from exercise, it comes from learning, it comes from laughing, it comes from overloading your brain, is it possible then that if your brain is pumped full of happy drugs, that you're more likely to exercise at a higher intensity, you're able to exercise for longer or harder, so then you'll get fitter and stronger? So once again, that beautiful connection. So if I'm doing a set of push-ups, a set of jump squats, I'm out for a run, and I'm thinking to myself, I want to stop, but I keep going. I do another push-up more than I thought that I could, or I run an extra 100 meters more than I thought that I could, or I do another two or three jump squats more than I thought that I could. Yes, I'm going to get physically stronger and physically fitter, but is it also possible that I'm going to get mentally tougher and stronger? And again, the psychiatrist and brain scientist will share with us that is exactly what happens, because when you overload your brain, you pump more happy drugs through your brain, that chemical response in your brain is that you feel good. And we've heard the expression runner's high. Well, technically it's not a runner's high, it's just an exercise high. When you get your heart rate up as high as possible, when you overload your muscles to the point where you really can't lift anymore, then you are now creating some major chemical reactions in your body that not only cause you to be healthier, fitter, and stronger, but also mentally tougher, fitter, and stronger. So it's a beautiful circle. So which comes first? Force yourself to get up and exercise, and when you get up and exercise, you'll feel better. Or just get up and exercise and then you'll feel better. What if you just made a commitment that I'm going to be physically healthy, fit and strong, which includes all parts of my body? My brain sits inside my body. And if I exercise, then my brain will get tougher, my brain will get stronger, I'll be mentally and physically more capable of doing more things. And that then takes the effort as the things that we do mentally. So if we've got an exam, or we've got a stressful situation, or we've got an interview, or we've got a hot date, or we've got to learn something. So it might be a martial art kata or a pattern. It might be a new play for a football game. It might be a tough exam so that you can pass law school. All the things in our life when we've really got to really focus on using our brain, the research is really strong to show that if you exercise just before you have to do something with your brain, that your brain is wide open to learning. It's more likely to take the information in. You're more likely to remember it, and you're more likely to want to learn more if you exercise just before you learn things. Then, of course, when you exercise, your metabolism metabolism increases. So you're more likely to be lean, you're less likely to be fat, you're more likely to have strong muscles and bones, which of course then increases your self-esteem, so you feel better about yourself, which means you're more likely to go for more promotions, you're more likely to play better if you are on a sporting team, you're more likely to pass an exam, you're more likely to get a hot date. And then if you go to the physical of the hot date, if you look good, and you've got strong muscles and bones and you're lean and you've got great posture and you've got a happy smiley face because you're mentally and physically tough and strong and happy, then of course you may even be more attractive to the person that you want to attract into your life. So that hot date could be even more effective. So there seems to be no downside. Some people have shared with me, yeah, but Rowie, you could hurt yourself when you exercise. You could sprain an ankle or you could hurt your shoulder or drop a weight on your foot. Those positive people that have always got something negative to say. And it's interesting though, because when you hurt yourself and you recover, there's a couple of things that happen mentally and physically. Physically, your muscles and bones get stronger because they've had to repair themselves. So a bone that's broken has to then become stronger around the break. If you cut yourself, obviously the skin has to repair and you'll have a small scar, but the scar around that cut is obviously tougher skin than it was before. And if you if you have an injury and you recover from it, you become mentally tougher. Everyone will share that with you. Every single challenge that happens in your life, when you overcome it, you become mentally tougher and mentally stronger. So even if you do injure yourself when you exercise, if you strain a muscle, hurt yourself, break a bone, drop a weight on your foot, something happens, when you recover from that, you'll be mentally and physically stronger. So there's no downsides to being physically strong, fit and healthy. There's no downsides to being mentally fit, strong and healthy. They're all upsides, and all you've got to do literally is get out of bed and move your body, and you can move your body in a way that suits you. And again, all the research is showing that long, slow, boring exercise is not effective or as effective as doing short, sharp bursts of high energy exercise, high intensity exercise. And obviously the harder you exercise, the shorter you can exercise. If you sprint, the harder and faster you sprint, the shorter the distance you can go. So whether you're boxing or skipping or squat jumping or swimming, or doesn't matter, if you go really hard and fast, you can't go for very long. The heavier you lift, the less times you can lift something. So being healthy, fit and strong is not only great for your body, your long-term health, your anti-aging, but it doesn't take very long. You can literally get a great workout in a couple of minutes and get those happy drugs pumping through your brain. Remember, when you do that and you've got an exam or a hot date or you're under pressure or you've got to learn something, if you do your exercise just before any of those mental challenges, then you're more likely to overcome the mental challenge as well. So upside, 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 get healthy, fit and strong mentally and physically, and you'll stay young for the rest of your life. You'll be lean and healthy for the rest of your life, and you'll be mentally tough, strong and healthy for the rest of your life. Sounds pretty bloody good to me. Woohoo!